The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Rithm. In commerce, every second counts. Rithm helps brands and retailers connect every channel with AI-powered automation and insights, giving you the clarity to make smart decisions, adapt fast, and grow efficiently. Learn more at Rithm.com. That's Rithum.com. It's February 2nd, 2026, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, ChatGPT's 4% fee confirms marketplace economics, American Eagle to close Quiet Logistics business, UPS releases fourth quarter 2025 earnings and provides 2026 guidance, and Meta earnings in superintelligence we trust. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains five items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, ChatGPT's 4% fee confirms marketplace economics. What is old is new again. Remember the days of the Amazon tax, when merchants realized that being on the world's biggest shelf meant handing over a massive chunk of their soul and their margin? Well, I mean, remember? Meaning, like, it's still here. Well, history isn't just repeating, it's being rewritten in natural language. This week, Shopify confirmed that starting January 26, OpenAI's ChatGPT is officially moving from helpful assistant to toll booth. If you're a Shopify merchant and a customer finds your product and checks out within ChatGPT, OpenAI is taking a 4% transaction fee. Now let's do some quick math on the back of a napkin. Sure, it's 11 basis points cheaper than Amazon's standard referral fees, but here's the rub. This is 4% on top of your normal Shopify transaction costs and payment processing. We're talking about a total hit to the margin that can easily climb towards 7 to 9% before you've even shipped the box. To put that in perspective, Visa and MasterCard, the giants who built the world's payment rails, usually charge between 1.5% and 3.5%. ChatGPT is essentially saying that finding the product in their large language model is more valuable than the literal infrastructure of global finance. And don't forget the agentic tax. To even be ready for this world of agentic commerce, merchants are spending a fortune on feed optimization and GEO, or generative engine optimization. It's apparently the new SEO, and it isn't cheap. You're paying to be found and then paying once again once you are. But wait, there's more. This all comes just as OpenAI begins testing its newly announced ad solution. They have gone on record saying ads will not influence, I repeat, not influence search results. Right? Wink, wink. We've heard that story before since every search engine since 1998. Numbers coming out of the ad side are more eye-watering. Reports say OpenAI is asking for a $60 CPM. That's triple the average rate on Meta. And the kicker, they aren't offering detailed analytics. No conversion tracking, no granular who bought what. Just trust us, it's high intent. Oh, and if you want to play in the early sandbox, you need to commit $1 million. So why would any sane brand pay this ransom? The answer is simple. Fear of being left behind. Brands aren't paying for the data, they're paying for the contextual gold mine. When a user asks a chatbot, what's the best eco-friendly hiking boot for a trip to Iceland? They aren't just browsing, they are deciding. Brands are terrified that if they aren't the one suggested in that moment, they'll effectively cease to exist. It's a high-stakes game of pay-to-play. The platform changes, the technology evolves, but the story remains the same. The house wins, and the house just got a lot smarter. And we haven't even barely gotten started on this, folks. Our second story, American Eagle to close Quiet Logistics business. In the world of retail, there's a phrase that gets tossed around after every major acquisition. This was always going to happen. And it's often a platitude. But in the case of American Eagle Outfitters buying Quiet Logistics, it wasn't just a headline. It was the final chapter of a decade-long chess match. Today, we're looking at why a clothing giant decided to become a logistics powerhouse and the savvy entrepreneur who saw the future coming before his robots even had wheels. American Eagle bought Quiet during its go-go phase, a time of aggressive expansion. But Quiet was never just another warehouse company. From day one, they leaned hard into robotics and automation, specifically for high-end apparel. They weren't the cheapest option on the block, but they had the cool factor. They were reliable. And here's a bit of history that most people miss. Quiet Logistics was actually the first third-party logistics provider to use Kiva robots. You know Kiva, the orange bots that made Amazon, well, Amazon. But in 2012, the floor fell out. Amazon bought Kiva and in a ruthless strategic move, kicked everyone else off the platform. For most founders, losing your entire tech backbone would be a death sentence. Enter Bruce Welty. I actually met Bruce back in 2015, early in the quiet journey. Let me tell you, impressive doesn't cover it. He's the kind of entrepreneur who doesn't just pivot, he builds a new road. Instead of licking his wounds after the Kiva lockout, Bruce decided that if he didn't buy the best robots, he'd build them. That led to the birth of Locus Robotics. And now here's the chef's kiss of business moves. When American Eagle came knocking to buy Quiet Logistics to shore up their supply chain, they got the warehouses, the expertise, and the Quiet brand. But they didn't get Locus. Bruce kept the robotics company separate. Why this matters is today, Locus Robotics is an independent powerhouse with massive valuation, while American Eagle owned the logistics engine that keeps their genes moving. Why was this always going to happen? Because in modern retail, you aren't just competing on the design of a shirt, you're competing on how fast that shirt hits a doorstep. American Eagle didn't just buy a shipping company, they bought a decade of Bruce Welty's foresight. They bought the reliability that comes from a company that survived the great robot eviction of 2012 and came out stronger. Quiet Logistics proved that the low-cost leader isn't the only way to win. If you have the tech, the reliability, and the right brands, the giants will eventually come to you. Bruce Welty just made sure that when they did, he still held the keys to the future. Our third story. UPS released fourth quarter 2025 earnings and provides 2026 guidance. Earlier in the show, we talked about the digital toll booths being set up by AI. Let's look at the physical ones. UPS just dropped its fourth quarter 2025 earnings and its 2026 outlook, and if you want to understand the state of the global economy, you need to look at the big brown machine. UPS posted Q4 revenues of $24.5 billion. On the surface, that looks like a fortress, but when you peel back the sticker, the domestic story is a bit more complicated. U.S. revenue actually dipped about 3% because volume, the literal number of boxes moving through the system, is down. However, UPS managed to squeeze 8.3% more revenue out of every single piece they did touch. In short, they're shipping less, but charging significantly more. But the real headline isn't just the numbers, it's the transition. CEO Carol Tomei used a very specific phrase in her report, the Amazon glide down. For years, Amazon was a giant in the room for UPS, their biggest customer and the looming competitor. UPS is intentionally letting that relationship glide down, at least a big chunk of it, to focus on higher margin business like healthcare and small business. Tomei is calling 2026 an inflection point. Why? Because they've spent last year cleaning house. They officially retired their entire MD-11 aircraft fleet this quarter. The MD-11 is a three-engine workhorse, but it's a fuel-thirsty relic. By grounding them, UPS is betting on a leaner, more agile, and frankly, more profitable network. Now let's look at the 2026 guidance. They're projecting revenue of nearly $90 billion. But here's where the old versus new theme returns. While Shopify merchants are staring down the 4% ChatGPT fee we talked about yesterday, UPS is playing a similar game of value over volume. They aren't trying to win the price war with Amazon anymore. They're positioning themselves as a premium rail for stuff that has to get there, biological samples, high-end electronics, and critical parts. The market, however, is watching the margins. UPS is forecasting an adjusted operating margin of 9.6% for 2026. It's a respectable number, but it shows just how expensive it is to move physical atoms in a world obsessed with digital bits. They are planning a $3 billion in capital expenditures, and that's a lot of automated sorting and new vans. Whether it's a 4% AI transaction fee or an 8% revenue per piece increase from UPS, the cost of doing business is going up. The middlemen of the world, whether they are the LLMs or logistics giants, are tightening their grip on the supply chain. And UPS is betting by the time their Amazon glide down is complete, they'll be a faster, tech-driven company that doesn't need the retail giant scraps. but in an economy where consumers are feeling the pinch, we'll have to see if higher revenue per piece is a sustainable strategy or a temporary bridge. And our last story, Meta earnings in superintelligence we trust. If you want to see who's building the biggest toll booth of them all, you have to look at Menlo Park and Meta. Meta aren't just a social media company anymore. They're a massive high-speed construction site. In 2025, Mark Zuckerberg spent $72 billion on capital expenditures, mostly servers, chips, and data centers. And for 2026, they just told investors to buckle up because that number is climbing as high as $135 billion. Meta is planning to spend more on AI infrastructure in a single year than the entire Apollo moon landing program cost in today's dollars. Zuck isn't just building an app, he's building what he calls personal superintelligence. But let's look at the why. Why spend $135 billion? Because the ad machine is changing. Meta reported that ad impressions across Facebook and Instagram grew 18% this quarter, and the price per ad is up 6%. They're squeezing more value out of every scroll and pixel, and they're doing it using the very AI that they're spending billions to build. Remember the $60 CPM we talked about with ChatGPT's new ad solution? Meta is watching that very closely. Zuck's bet that if Meta can provide a superintelligence that lives in your glasses, your WhatsApp, your feed, everywhere else, there won't just be a place where you see ads, there'll be the agent that makes the purchase for you. However, it's not all likes and hearts. Meta's costs and expenses jumped 40% this quarter. Their operating margin, while still a healthy 41%, actually slipped from 48% they saw a year ago. The year of efficiency is officially over, and we've entered the era of the AI arms race. Then there's a regulatory shadow. Tucked away in the report was a warning about legal and regulatory headwinds regarding use safety and new ad rules in Europe. Meta is rolling out a less personalized ads option in the EU to appease regulators, but they're also facing a string of trials in the US that could result in what they call material losses. Remember when we all thought $100 million Series A funding round was ridiculous? Investing $100 billion is the norm for all of these AI companies. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have five items on the menu today. First, WHP Global takes 50% stake in Lands' End. WHP Global has formed a joint venture with the iconic brand Lands' End and acquired a 50% controlling stake for $300 million. Second, Smithfield Foods to buy Nathan's Famous. Smithfield Foods announced a definitive merger agreement to acquire Famous hot dog makers Nathan's Famous in an all-cash deal valued at approximately $450 million. Under the terms of the agreement, Smithfield will purchase all outstanding shares of the iconic hot dog brand at $102 per share, representing a nearly 10% premium over its recent trading price. Third, Echo Global Logistics acquires ITS Logistics. A $5.4 billion 3PL? Chicago-based Echo Global Logistics announced that it's acquired ITS Logistics from GHK Capital Partners for an undisclosed price. They aim to create a combined entity with a pro forma 2025 revenue of approximately $5.4 billion. Fourth, another raises a $2.5 million seed to help sell excess inventory. Excess inventory startup Another has secured $2.5 million in seed funding. The capital is earmarked for platform development and hiring, indicating their attention to scale operations. This funding round places Another in a highly competitive sector that has seen significant investment. The question remains whether Another can achieve the necessary traction to secure another funding round in this crowded market after this. And finally, Good Day raises $7 million for AI ERP solution for Shopify Brands. Austin-based ERP for Shopify Brands, Good Day, announced that it's raised $7 million in seed funding, which will be used for product development, integrations, and hiring for product and engineering roles. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/watsonweekly and wherever you get your podcasts.